Start your day with a fresh word of encouragement. I'm Paul De Jong, and you're now listening to Words of Life, a devotional from our life team.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Words of Life podcast.
Yeah, welcome, everybody.
We are James and Debs Hanna, and we're the campus pastors at Life North in Albany on the North Shore of Auckland. And it's great to be here today. In fact, we've just recently had our Help and Hope Sunday, which is basically exploring how God is using our church to be an answer to needs in our communities.
Yeah, it was an incredible Sunday. Hey, so inspiring.
So inspiring.
Yeah, I cried both times during the video.
You got to see it twice, eh? One service after the other.
Yeah.
It was so exciting to see what we've come from and where we're going and what we want to do in community. It really is exciting. And on this episode, we want to dig a little bit deeper into that. And so we're going to read from Matthew 5 and verse 16.
You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
Yeah, great words, eh? Yeah. And a great call from Jesus that we are to be like a city on a hill, you know, and to be light. I love how he says that instead you put a light on its stand, it gives light to everyone in the house. I love that idea that we're not just here to pick and choose who we help and give hope to. We are here to do that for everyone.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
great.
It's a good call. I guess number one, we're going to look at four ways and we can activate help and hope for ourselves and in our communities. And first one is to be present.
Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to be concerned with your own schedule and your own routine.
Yeah,
and to be distracted. Even like for us, we've moved house just at the end of last year, and that meant that we've got a new community to get to know.
Yeah.
And you can get so busy that you're just like, oh, let me just settle in first. But actually, I guess going to school with our kids and going to a new school or walking to school has been a moment where we've had to be present.
Yeah.
And to think, actually, I need to lift up my eyes. And when we're walking the kids to school and there's so many families and kids walking to school. And so for me, it's been that really purposeful, really intentional saying hi to people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Along the way, just along the walk to school. Pretty simple, but
it's being present is a challenge for me. I am definitely quite a busy person and got 101 things going in my brain. So to be present is something that I'm kind of praying with God about at the moment. Just to, God, help me be more present. Help me see those people, not be consumed. I want to be a Mary, not a Martha, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And even just using school as another example is that going into the school gates, we've had to be intentional about that. And you even got invited to a PTA meeting and you're like, oh, this is the last thing I want to do. But you went along and we've now got another window into our school community. And I think that it's such a great thing to do to be encouraged, you know, be present in the moment. It could be as simple as literally a smile and saying hi.
Yeah. Yep. I like it. Our second point is to start small. You know, nothing starts as a completed project. Everything starts with a small step. So the reality is going from the silent neighbour to actively holding a block party for the large scale altar call might not seem feasible. Well, you know,
sounds doable.
No, not at all. You know, what small things can we do? What little steps can we do?
Yeah.
To bring help and hope to our community.
Mm. I guess we've found that as well, eh? That idea that when you start to get to know people, one of the first things they ask us is, what do you do for a job?
Yep.
And it's a great in for people. And just to be a presence and to say, yeah, we're pastoring a church. And And then you either get a range of responses to that. But it's an opportunity to pray for people or to just kind of open that door to say, hey, look, you know, this is what we do, and we believe in God, and we believe in, we hope we're not weird.
Yeah, we had an instance last week, didn't we, with our son's birthday. And we had a boy from school come who we don't know his parents, but his dad came along with us. And I found myself sitting with him at one point, and he asked what I did for a job. And, you know, I have to say, you know, I work at a church. And it was fascinating what came out of that conversation just by... You know, I didn't preach or anything, but it was just an open door and just being open and honest.
Yep.
And, you know, he was totally intrigued. He's like, am I allowed to come along one time? And he's going to finish his swimming
that he has
on a Sunday and going to come along in September. So looking forward to that.
Yeah. What a great thing, though. You know, that starting small, and everyone's got a story.
You know,
and everyone, you know, would love to connect with you and kind of talk it through. It turns out this guy had a experience at church in New Plymouth, So some pretty cool things that can happen from what we think is being such a small introduction to it.
Yeah.
So maybe today, make it a goal to have start something small and try and make it a habit in your weeks to come. Number three is intentional generosity. And we've also been through a series at church called God, Money, and Me, and it was about this idea that how do we manage our money well? And there was a section of it which Pastor Paul called seeding. And I think this is really important to actually have the ability and the intention in your financial world and in your general world to be generous. We have a little budget line that we call an agape budget line, which is basically to love and to bless others, and we consider that's part of our seeding. So if we see a need, or if we are able to buy someone a coffee or offer someone to buy lunch, that kind of thing, just to bless them, then we know we've got that money available.
Yeah.
It's not an unknown, oh, should I do that? It's just to make it with less obstacles as possible to bless someone. You love blessing people with baking and meals and all that kind of stuff. I love blessing people with the gift of coffee. but we do this because we love people.
Yeah.
And we want to be intentionally generous so that others can experience just that little blessing throughout their days, and coming with no other cost to it, no hidden agenda, we love people and we want to bless you.
I love that intentionality, though, and you know, having that seeding set aside already gives room for God to prompt you, and you've already got the seed there waiting, and I love it.
Yep, we're big fans. And number four.
Number four, pray. You know, this is the superpower. This is how you supercharge everything, is through prayer. And I just don't know that we're ever going to arrive at doing enough on this.
Great thought. And I mean, we've had times, and I think the more you do this, the more you pray for people, you have these testimonies of answered prayer and just being in support of someone in prayer. These things remind you that, you know, God is present with us and he answers prayer. I love that story from the Heart and Help and Hope Sunday when Pastor Ned Soy woke up one morning. He felt God calling him to go to the local council building and ask them for a hall in a kitchen so that he could start a super kitchen.
Yeah.
And he wasn't that keen to do it. Stepped out in faith, turned up at the council, and sure enough, actually, they didn't actually tell him how much it was going to be. They led him into a room where there were people waiting for him to tell him what they were going to do. God's plans for us are so good, and all, you know, it started for him praying for his community.
Yeah.
And being led into a soup kitchen. Now we have across Auckland, we have 7 of those soup kitchens in operation.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, it all started with prayer.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. And one in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Hey, Melbourne, if you're listening. And basically, these are our 4 things.
Yeah. So be present, start small, and hey, start today.
Yep.
Plan to be generous.
Yeah.
And pray.
Yeah. And how can we activate those things today? And think about starting today. Before we go, we'd love to pray for you and send you off into your day, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness in our lives, and that through us, your light can shine in others and show your love to others through what we do. Lord, help us today to be present, to start small, to plan to be generous, have a generous heart, and Lord, to pray for our communities and pray for those people in our lives that we know might just find you through our prayer for them. God, we thank you for your work and your light in the world, and we thank you for being a part of it and being a part of your amazing plan for people. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Have a great day.
Yeah, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for joining us for another encouraging word from the Life team. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. We'd love to have you join us at church this Sunday. If you're in Auckland or Melbourne, check out the website for a location near you. Or you can choose to join us online from wherever you are. Find a service at lifenz.org.